Here's an update on democracy, or the lack of it, in Russia. Russian officials earlier this year enacted new restrictions against non-governmental organizations. They said they wanted to make the work of human rights groups, aid organizations, and charities more transparent. The people being regulated disagree. They say the new law gives the government arbitrary powers to shut them down. Here's NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer.
The International Protection Center's cramped central Moscow office helps Russians file lawsuits at the European Court of Human Rights. The center is a non-profit organization, exempt from corporate income taxes. But earlier this month, officials presented it with a tax bill so large, the group says paying up would force it to shut down. Veteran human rights activist Lyudmila Alexeyeva says the news shocked everyone in the Russian NGO community.
This new tendency shows the government wants to destroy civil society because it gets in the way of our leaders, because they don't run the country according to the law. They run it according to their own whims.
Alexeyeva heads the Moscow Helsinki group. She joined many other leading campaigners at a recent news conference to condemn the Protection Center's new tax bill. The Federal Tax Service is demanding the organization cough up nearly $200,000 in taxes on grants it received over the last 4 years. Director Karina Moskalenko is a lawyer who's represented jailed former UKOS oil chief Mikhail Khodorkovsky. She says the Protection Center already pays Social Security, other employment, and property taxes.
The only thing we don't pay is a profit tax, because we don't make a profit and shouldn't have to pay. The authorities have never done anything like this before.
More cases against Russia are pending in the Strasbourg court than against any other country. Many claims involve abuses in war-torn Chechnya. The International Protection Center helps petitioners file applications. Director Moskalenko says the organization, an affiliate of the Geneva-based International Commission of Jurists, provides a vital service to those who've exhausted their legal options at home.
The problems in the Russian legal system are so massive that people see us as their only chance. Many have no other option, and so they come to us in hordes.
Rights activists believe authorities may have targeted the International Protection Center because of its involvement with a particular high-profile case in the Strasbourg court. The center helped file a claim on behalf of Igor Sutyagin, an independent defense analyst who's serving 15 years of hard labor for espionage. Sutyagin's supporters say he researched only open sources, mainly the press, and is really being punished for working with foreign organizations. The Helsinki group's Alexeyeva says the Strasbourg court has directed a whopping 23 questions to the Russian government about the case, instead of the usual 3 or 4.
Sutyagin is a spy like I'm a ballet dancer. That's crystal clear from reading the case files. So the questions are very uncomfortable for government officials. They probably think, to hell with the Strasbourg court and the International Protection Center. Let's shut it down so the court no longer bothers us.
The center says it will contest its tax bill in court, and rights groups are confident it will win. But other NGOs have also complained of similar problems, such as authorities levying taxes on the work of volunteers. Mara Polyakova is director of the Independent Council for Legal Expertise.
We see the appearance of new, finely crafted provisions in our tax laws that can be interpreted in more ways than one. The government uses them to do what it wants.
Rights groups fear the government will continue trying to shut them down by creating bureaucratic and legal hurdles to grind them down. Under the new NGO law, the country's more than 500,000 nonprofit groups must also re-register with the government by October. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.